Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's your host Streaker, and today we're going to be diving into organic growth. Specifically, I'll be talking about the most optimal way to grow your organic content. Now, a bit about us before we jump in. Together, Sai and I have built over 10 million followers across multiple platforms ourselves, driven over a million users to various brands, and have partnered with companies like Y Combinator, Mindvalley, and True Classic. So we've learned what it takes to grow organically, and today I'm going to be sharing the blueprint with you. So in this episode, we're going to cover the most optimal way to grow organic content, from finding content market fit to experimenting with different styles. This episode is going to be packed with a ton of strategies that I have for you guys to really help your brand stand out without spending anything on paid ads. Although you should probably consider it if it works for you. All right, so let's dive right into it. Couple of main points here. Number one is content market fit. Now, that's the name of this podcast, if you didn't notice already. And for those of you who have been listening, we actually changed the name because we found that this actually resonates a lot better and it makes a whole lot more sense. Now, think of content market fit just like you think of product market fit. It's essentially just trying to find the content that fits for your brand. And so what I want to talk about is the key to organic growth, which is this content market fit. It's all about hitting that intersection between what you're really excited to create and what your audience wants. Now, when I say excited, now this doesn't mean that you wake up every single day for your brand and you're like, wow, I'm super pumped. It's more so that this gets you excited around your brand. So like it has to do with creating content that relates to your brand and that you're also able to create with some sort of passion. And if you're able to find this and you're also able to find what your audience wants and you've been able to come to this intersection, that's gold. So I want you guys to really spend some time thinking about how can you dig into your audience's pain points and interests? What do they actually care about? And then also, how can you fit that in with what your brand does or solves? So those are the two questions that I would ask you. And if you can really figure out, okay, what does your brand solve? And what are your audience's pain points? And how can you put content out there? You'll be able to find the foundation for content market fit. Most brands that I talk to care a lot about what their brand does, which is great. They talk about the passion, the excitement, what they do, what they solve. But they never think about what does an audience want to watch. And because they don't think about that, they just create content that's either overly promotional or just does not hit whatsoever because people just don't like it. So the main thing I would ask is what does the audience want to watch? And chances are sometimes this is different from product market fit. What do I mean? Well, if your company solves X problem, that doesn't mean that your audience will always be watching X problem as a TikTok video. This is something that's extremely important to remember. When you're trying to create content, you do not want to think about what your product solves. You want to think about how can your content solve something for the viewers. So what is something interesting they'd like to watch rather than what does your app do or what does your brand do for the consumer? Now, keep in mind, there is a nuance here, and this might be a little bit tricky to pick up on. You still want to think about what your app or brand does. The only difference is instead of just promoting that, you want to try to bridge that with what does a viewer want to watch. And the more you can think about this question, the better you'll land on this content market fit. Okay, number two, try different formats and styles. I repeat this again, I've said it in another episode, but you don't want to get stuck in one format. You want to try interviews, green screens, skits, behind the scenes, literally anything and everything you can try on TikTok and Instagram. If you need more inspiration, check out some of our content pieces that we've made for companies. You can find our website, or you can just go on TikTok and Instagram and search up brands that you admire, and you'll see they've tried tons of different things to land on the one that they have. Now, you might notice that certain brands that are crushing it have one format, but they didn't just get there. They tried different things, or maybe they luckily landed on something that worked. But if you really want to reverse engineer this thing, you want to try as many as you can and then find the one that sticks for you. So the more diverse your content, the better your chances of finding what your audience actually responds to. And then once you find that winning format, you can lean into it more and more. And eventually, you too, just like some of these big brands out there, will have just one format on your page. Which brings me to point number three, use multiple creators for more appeal. So if you're relying on one person, you're actually missing out on a massive opportunity unless, again, you've gotten lucky and you found the creator that's best on your first go. But most brands do not find this and they rotate multiple agencies, multiple creators, they try so many different things only to spend millions and millions of dollars and never land on anything. Now instead, here's what you can do to keep it simple. Bring on 3 to 5 creators and just rotate amongst them. Try to have different demographics between these creators. So maybe have a younger female, an older male, an older female, a younger male. So just try different sorts of demographics, maybe from different ethnicities, different locations. This way, what you'll be able to do is identify which creator resonates most with my audience. Now, here's a quick tip. If you're a brand that targets, let's say, 24-year-old females, then chances are the best creator for you is probably going to be a 24-year-old female. And that's because the audience that you talk to usually listens the most when they are talked to by somebody in their demographic. So I'm a 23-year-old male. I would probably listen to another 23-year-old male about his problems because I relate to that. So I wouldn't be listening to a 50-year-old male telling me about how he should be learning in school because he went to school 25 years before I did, and it just doesn't make sense. So the same thing is applicable here. You want to figure out how can you relate to your demographic, and by having a creator in your demographic, it works really well. Now, I say this as a hint because that's not always this way. We've found certain brands who had creators that are totally different that worked even better. And that's because it depends on the nature of the brand. Sometimes people like to listen to older people just because they're more wiser or they think they are. Sometimes they like to listen to younger people because they think they're more on top of trends. It really just depends on what your brand stands for. So definitely have a creator that is exactly in your demographic. But also try creators who are outside of your demographic, which brings me back to the point of bring on 3 to 5 creators and rotate amongst them. Now, once you've done this enough, you'll be able to figure out if one creator or maybe 2 creators are much better than the rest. And once you've done that, you can sort of lean in to having these creators create more and more of the content for you. By bringing in multiple creators to reach different segments, you'll be able to find that one creator that's great. And then you'll be able to find another creator that's not so great. And then you'll be able to lean into the creator that's better. You may even find that maybe one creator is better with humor and one creator is better for in-depth educational content. And this works really well as well. You can ask yourself, what do I want to lean into or do I want to do both? By having this variety of creators, you're going to keep things really fresh and you'll be able to connect with your audience better. Okay, guys, so those are the tips for organic content. Once again, if you want to grow organically, it's all about finding content market fit, experimenting with different formats, and bringing on multiple creators. If you can try all these things, you'll soon find what actually resonates with your audience. And if you don't find anything, at least you have put out your best foot and you've tried as much as possible. So you know, heart of hearts, that you've actually gave it a shot instead of just trying one person, one format, and giving up right there and then. But anyways, I think you guys will become successful if you try enough. Keep going, and we'll see you in the next episode.